All right. Let's stop here for a moment. One type of bird I know we're going to see today is the finch. These birds are very common here in the UK, as well as in many other parts of Europe. Oh, good. Look over there. Do you see the bird on that plant? It's a goldfinch. Unlike other finches, the male goldfinch has a very long beak, so it can get the seeds from inside those flowers.
Excuse me, is that a male or a female goldfinch?
It's definitely a male. The female's beak is shorter, so she can't get seeds from that flower. Are there any other questions?
Yes. Is the goldfinch here all year?
Actually, most of them fly to warmer parts of Europe in September or October. They come back to the UK in the spring. Okay, let's talk about a second type of finch, the greenfinch. The greenfinch has an even wider range than the goldfinch. It lives in most parts of Europe and also in northwest Africa and parts of Turkey.
Is there anything else that's special about the greenfinch?
I'm glad you asked that question. The greenfinch is interesting because it has a large, strong beak. It uses that powerful beak to break open larger seeds.
So, the male goldfinch eats the small seeds inside flowers, the female goldfinch eats other small seeds, and the greenfinch eats the larger seeds.
That's exactly right. Each bird has found a way to have its own special place in the environment. If many other birds eat small seeds, and you're the only bird that eats big seeds, then you'll always have plenty to eat.
I have a question. Does the greenfinch leave in the winter like the goldfinch does?
Most of the time, no. They stay here, but you will find them living in different places during different seasons. In the summer, you're more likely to find them in parks and forests. But in the winter, when there is less food, you'll find them in people's gardens and in farmers' fields. Remember, they have those large beaks, so they can eat the seeds and grain crops that people leave behind. Okay, let's continue on.